Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage by Dr. Willard F. Harley Jr. is a relationship and marriage guidance book built around a simple but influential premise: lasting marriages depend on identifying and consistently meeting a spouse's most important emotional needs. Drawing from his background in marriage counseling, Harley presents a framework that distinguishes between the priorities of husbands and wives, while arguing that both partners share the same underlying needs in different orders. The book is best known for its love bank metaphor, which explains how affection is strengthened through positive emotional deposits and weakened through neglect, conflict, or disappointment. Rather than focusing only on communication in the abstract, the book offers a practical model for understanding marital satisfaction, attraction, and vulnerability to affairs. It is written for married couples, engaged couples, and readers who want a structured approach to intimacy, trust, and long-term compatibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the love bank as a model for emotional balance in marriage. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is the love bank, a metaphor for how spouses accumulate or lose emotional goodwill through daily interactions. Harley uses this concept to show that marriage is not sustained by commitment alone, but by a continuing pattern of deposits that make a partner feel valued, safe, and loved. Small acts of kindness. This framework is useful because it turns an abstract feeling into a practical system that couples can observe and manage. Instead of asking whether love is present in a vague sense, readers are asked to consider whether their behavior is building enough positive reserve to withstand stress, conflict, or temptation. The model also explains why good intentions are not enough if the other person does not feel cared for in ways that matter to them. Its strength lies in linking emotion to repeated behavior rather than romantic idealism. Secondly, why Harley separates husbands and wives into different need priorities. The book is structured around 10 basic needs, presented as 5 that are typically prioritized by men and 5 that are typically prioritized by women. For men, Harley emphasizes sexual fulfillment, recreational companionship, an attractive spouse, domestic support, and admiration. For women, he highlights affection, conversation, honesty and openness, financial support, and family commitment. The point of this division is not that only men or only women care about these things, but that many marriages fail, because each spouse assumes the other values the same things in the same order. Harley argues that misunderstanding priorities creates repeated frustration. One partner may be offering what feels generous to them, while still missing what the other experiences as essential. This section of the book is important because it explains marital conflict as a mismatch of emphasis rather than a lack of love. It encourages couples to replace assumption with observation and to treat their spouse's priorities as learnable rather than self-evident. Thirdly, how the book links unmet needs to distance, dissatisfaction, and affairs. A central claim of the book is that affairs do not begin simply because someone is immoral or impulsive, but because emotional needs in the marriage have gone unmet for too long. Harley presents infidelity as a symptom of a weakened marital bond, rather than an isolated event, which makes the book both preventative and diagnostic. When spouses stop meeting one another's core needs, the relationship becomes vulnerable to emotional drift, resentment, and outside attention. The book uses this logic to argue that protecting a marriage requires active maintenance, not just shared history or formal commitment. This is one reason the title emphasizes an affair-proof marriage. The goal is to create conditions where the marital relationship remains the most satisfying and reliable source of emotional fulfillment. The analysis is practical because it redirects attention away from blame alone and toward the structural weaknesses that make betrayal more likely. In doing so, it gives couples a way to see affairs as the result of long-term relational failure rather than sudden collapse. Fourthly, practical habits the book recommends for daily marital care. Beyond theory, the book is concerned with how couples actually live together. Harley emphasizes that a strong marriage requires deliberate habits, not only affectionate feelings or shared values. He encourages couples to learn what their spouse most wants and to meet those needs with consistency, creativity, and sensitivity. That includes investing time in conversation, participating in each other's interests, maintaining physical and emotional affection, and showing appreciation in ways that feel authentic to the receiver. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that successful marriage is a skill, which means it can be improved through practice. This makes the work especially relevant for readers who want concrete guidance rather than broad advice. The practical value lies in translating relationship frustration into specific action steps instead of asking how to feel closer. The couple asks what behaviors create closeness for this particular partner. Harley's approach is methodical, and that is part of its appeal. It gives marriage a structure that can be learned, repeated, and corrected when it breaks down. Lastly, the book's traditional framework and why it still provokes discussion. His Needs, Her Needs remains widely discussed because its framework is both influential and controversial. Many readers appreciate its clarity, directness, and usefulness in explaining why couples can love each other yet still fail to satisfy one another at the same time. Its gender-based prioritization of needs can feel overly traditional or generalized to modern readers, especially those in relationships that do not fit conventional roles. Even so, the book continues to stand out because it presents a cohesive system rather than a collection of disconnected relationship tips. It offers a way to think systematically about compatibility, attraction, and long-term maintenance, which is part of why it has remained a recognizable marriage book for decades. Its enduring relevance comes from the fact that many couples still struggle with the same basic problem they assume love is obvious, while the partner feels unseen. The book is best understood as a structured counseling-based model for relationship management, one that invites agreement, debate, and adaptation rather than passive acceptance. In conclusion, His Needs, Her Needs is best suited for married couples, engaged couples, and readers who want a structured, counselor-driven approach to improving intimacy and reducing relationship vulnerability. It is especially useful for people who prefer concrete frameworks over vague advice. Since the book translates marital dissatisfaction into identifiable needs, repeated habits, and practical priorities, readers can gain a clearer sense of why two people can both care deeply about a marriage and still feel chronically frustrated if they are not meeting each other in the right ways. The book also offers a distinctive lens on affairs by treating them as the result of long-term emotional neglect rather than only momentary failure. Compared with many relationship books, it stands out for its memorable love bank model and for its attempt to organize marriage around specific need categories. Even readers who question its traditional gender assumptions may still find value in its insistence that love must be actively maintained. Its main strength is that it gives couples a language for discussing dissatisfaction before it hardens into distance or betrayal. If you would like to support Dr. Willard F. Harley Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.